Hello everyone, welcome again to the Wellness and Self-Care Podcast. I'm Angelica. And well, today's episode is a bit different. As you have listened to the last episodes, I usually give tips about like a specific topic, but today is like the first time I'm doing an episode about talking about my experience. So the topic that I'm going to talk about, like my experience, is about doing things with patience or love, or at least like having initiative to do whatever you're going to do. So let's start. Well, so when I plan things, I plan them and I'm like really happy, but then I get lazy to do that thing, so I don't do it. So my experience is basically like, I'm going to give like these tips that help me a lot. So to do like things in my day, I had to find a purpose. And like that purpose had to be like a small goal that I need to reach at the end of the day. I mean, like the purpose is like the motive or doing something new or something usual in my daily routine. So I plan that and then I like try to connect with myself. That sounds weird, I know. But like connect with myself is like to ask me if I'm in the mood of doing that thing, like new or like the usual thing. Like, am I in the mood? Because if I'm not, I can't force myself. I mean, sometimes I can force myself because sometimes like I know that I have to do something and I can like procrastinate, so I need to like force myself to do that. But sometimes when it's like new and I'm just like a beginner in that, I just say, am I in the mood? And if I am not, I just try to be in the mood for that thing the other day. Okay, so yes, for that, my conscience gives me like the advice to do that like immediately, or like is not part of my plan, you know, like my conscience says like it's urgent, so I need to do that like urgently. But if it's not, I just plan it like for the end of the day or for the other day in that. Okay, so the principal topic of this episode is like doing things with patience and love, and that like my experience, as I said, I got lazy, but then like I planned something. Okay, so when I try to do things with like patience, I have to wonder to myself, like the why. It's really important to wonder the why. Why am I doing this with patience? Why do I love doing this? Why am I going to do this? So when like you give the answer to yourself, when I gave myself the answer, I knew how deep was that feeling for doing that with love. So yes, when you wonder to yourself the why you're doing this and like you have a consistent answer, you will see that you really want to do that with all your heart. So I think there is no excuse if you really love doing whatever you do, is like no excuse. And then when I knew what I love to do, I plan like the day, because I usually have busy days, but every time, like, it's really important to do something that you love in the day. So, I organize my day between, like, the urgent things and, like, the not necessary things that I have to do. And, like, I usually love doing all the things that I do in the day, but I know it's hard sometimes. And, like, sometimes you get lazy to do whatever you have to. But the point is, like, as I always say, is like look for the positive thing that you want to do, like the positive thing of that. So for example, if you don't like doing homework, you have to see the positive thing that the homework gives to you. So you give the best for the homework. And okay, well, something that is like a bit further of planning is visualizing. I really love visualizing because it's like planning your future with goals. So like visualizing is really attached to the attraction law. If you don't know what it is, well, attraction law is like when you want things and you dream about them and like you really want something with all your heart, it will come because like you're attracting it and you want it, so it will come. It's like the universe law. So about doing things with patience and love is visualizing, because I visualize like something in the future that I love, that I will love, that happened to me, and like certainly it happens, you know. That's really, really like crazy, I know, because you think, you visualize, you attract it, and then it arrives. So that's part of my experience. I'm going to tell you all like little story about like the attraction law and like visualizing doing things. So I will tell you. So for a long time ago, I want to be like something, like a part of an staff, you know. Well, it was like a dream for me being there. So I worked really, really hard for like arriving to like be in that part of the staff. So I dream about it and I worked so hard, as I said, and then I saw a link that allowed me to subscribe to like an interview that will allow me to be in the staff. So I did everything like that was neat, and it was really good. And then I wait and they call me, and now I'm part of that staff. And like since 2018, I was like visualizing myself there and like with all the patience, with all the love that my tracks to that dream. Like then I got there and like it was wonderful. So this happened on Monday that they called me and I got in, and I was so excited. And that's like something that I really want to tell you, because like you need to know that things that you want in your future and you visualize yourself, it really works. Okay, so all of this experience was amazing, and I want to tell you all that you need to keep fighting for your dreams, like go behind your goals and like never give up. Okay, and the last tip that has really worked on me, it's like to practice daily affirmations and being grateful every time. I know it's hard sometimes to find a motive to say thank you for like something, but it's changed my life, because I start like being thankful with the universe for little things in my life, and like then like bigger things and like bigger, and I realize how lucky we are to have like a lot of things around us with the daily affirmations, because like that's also part of you. You need to like say you love you, and then when you love you, you love your plans and whatever you do. And like being grateful is like to feel like great with everything around you. Well, I think it's all for today's episode, but first, today's quote. I really like this one. Patience is energy. Feel the power that comes from focusing on what exists on you. Oprah Winfrey. Okay, now is the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I really enjoy like saying this experience because everything I do it with patience, you know, this like doing this podcast. I do it with all my love when I investigate, when I write it, and when I talk. So I think it was really cool like to share with you this part of my life. And yes, thank you so much for listening. I hope you like this as much as I did. It actually, like, when I was filming this, it was so fast. But yes, thank you so much. Don't forget to follow on IG as Self and Well, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, a lot of podcast social media. Bye.